Now, a book about a family in trouble, a sister who feels invisible, a mother in distress, a father in denial, and a child who just wants out. That's the premise of a book by my next guest, one which might resonate particularly with you if you have a child with special needs or even know a family that has. The book is called The Girl with Special Needs, and it's written by my guest, Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
You had a very successful launch of this book, didn't you?
I did. The launch was Thursday and in the Imperial Hotel in Cork, and it surpassed my expectations. I think that was because of the people that were there, the support that was there, the speaker that I had. We had a Q&A and we opened some questions to the floor and people got involved. We had a few giveaways. We had the balloons and the banners. We had the book sales. We had great energy and great goodwill in the room. 150 people, how could you not love it? I was buzzing. So,
and The Girl with Special Needs, it's a novel, but it's a very, very personal inspiration of the novel for you, isn't it?
It is. I suppose the reason I wrote the book, I suppose that the idea for the book was because I have a daughter with special needs and her life has been quite tough. And she has, over the years, as well as some physical disabilities, she's also been quite stressed emotionally. It's hard. She has a syndrome that's a difficult one, Cornelia de Lange syndrome. It affects different kids differently, but for Lauren, it did sort of take away any joy in her life.
No.
And that was an extremely difficult thing to witness. Mm. And I remember, and I often tell this story, as she self-injured one night on the couch, I said to my sister, you know, she has a hard life. And my sister said, and who knows, that perhaps in another dimension, in another universe, perhaps in sort of, you know, an alternative life, she's living, she's having a ball. It isn't just science fiction. Science does tell us that we live in this, whatever it is, four-dimensional world, time and space, whereas, you know, scientists say that there is a lot out there that we don't understand yet, and that, yes, there could be multiple versions of Maria McCann or Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch, you know, we live multiple lives out there. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if Lauren had access to, in her head as we speak, another life?
Yeah.
She was living another life. And that was the germ for the book, really. I wanted to write a book about transporting this child, this fictitious child, I suppose, because this is a novel, to another place where she was going to have adventure, she was going to have an exciting and a sort of a vivid time, and she'd experience things that she wasn't able to experience on this earth.
What a brilliant idea for a book.
Yeah, and the more I thought about it, Maria, the more I was excited by it. I thought, God, I could take her anywhere, really. I know it's only my imagination, so it's not real, but it just felt that I could sort of create this kind of other existence, and that I could make it whatever I wanted it to be on the page. Now, I hadn't really written. I always wanted to write, but I never had the time. As lots don't, when we have family, we're full time working. You know, life is very busy.
Yeah, I don't know how you found the time to write a book.
But you know, for anybody out there listening who's a would be writer or who likes writing, but doesn't really get around to doing it, I think I was down in Shirkin and I was thinking about this idea, Maria, for probably in my head for probably a couple of years, which is typical. I didn't actually put anything on paper. I was just thinking about it vaguely. And we were down at this workshop in Shirkin with Margaret O'Connor. And on the Saturday, she said, away you go now, and I want you to write the first page of whatever you came here to write about, whether it is a short story or a book or a web page or a poem. And I thought, oh God, I actually have to get a biro now and put something down on the page. And I did. And that was the first page of the book. And once it was down there, it was like it almost grounded me. And I said, okay, I'll write chapter two next week. And that's how it went. And I know I often say this, but again, to would-be writers out there, what was amazing was from week to week, I actually didn't know where the book was going. I knew it was going to be an adventure. I knew I'd have to get her from here to there.
Yeah.
And how I was going to do that. And then when I got her from here to there, to Almazova, I didn't know what was going to happen to her. So I go spinning, and as I was furiously pedalling the bike in the gym, I'd go, oh, now I know what I'm going to do next with this child, you know?
Yeah.
The child's name is actually Doll in the book. So so then I knew where the book was going for two or three chapters, and then I'd get stuck. I didn't know where it was going. So the book actually was just organically written over about, I'd say it probably took me the best part of 2 years, because it was part-time. I'd just write at night when everyone was gone to bed. I would just take out the laptop or take out the notebook and start writing for a couple hours. Yeah.
It's such a lovely idea, though, that anyone who's in a position like Lauren, that they could have this alternate life, like even if it's in their mind, like where they can do everything that this life prevents them from doing. It's a lovely idea.
It is. And I suppose in a sense, when we dream, we are in that dream doing other things. I know it's only a dream, but who knows that dream could be real.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know enough about this. So
are you going to have to split the royalties now with your sister, seeing as she gave you the idea in the first place?
I'd be very happy to split the royalties as long as she also splits the cost and the expenses with me. Because there might be more cost and expenses associated with publishing than actual profit. But we'll see where it goes, Maria. It might be a bestseller. And if it is, happy days.
I can see it being a film. Like I often get these flashes when I'm talking about novels that I can actually see it on the screen. And I think it would be a brilliant, even a TV show or something like that. I think it would be lovely.
Yeah, do you know, a lot of people have actually said that when they read the book, because I gave the book to some beta readers. And a lot of them, you know, before I published it all, came back and said, oh, I could see this. I can see the, you know, when Doll is transported to Almazova. Almazova is very similar to this world, but she has to travel across rivers and mountains and, you know, woodland. Mm. And she meets tribes and she meets a shaman, and she almost drowns. And she meets this, you know, sadistic tribal chief. So it lends itself, I think, to a landscape.
Be that kind of an exciting read.
Exciting sort of adventure, sort of. But, you know, when she goes to Almazova, there is a mission to be completed. It's not fun and games. Mm. It's not just a child having a bit of fun. She has a very adult journey to go on, and she needs to complete this task. It's like the hero's journey, you know, that old idea of the hero's journey, and she comes back transformed. And that's really, I suppose, where I was going with her journey. It does transform
And who's your target age group for this? Is it an adult's book or is it a children's book?
Well, that's a really good question, Maria, because this was exactly the trouble, I suppose, and this was the problem. When I wrote the book and I sent the manuscript assessment to an editor, he absolutely adored the book.
Mm.
And he came back to me, though, and he said, Eleanor, the book is mostly about this adventure, this fantasy adventure of the child. And he said, that might end up being a child's book, but I was very specific. I wanted to write a women's fiction book. This was for adults.
Okay.
I knew in my head, I didn't want to write child's adventure. I could have, but I didn't want to write that.
Yeah.
I wanted to explore the journey for her, yes, but also the emotional journey of a family who has a child with special needs, or forget the special needs at all, a child in distress. Because it isn't really about a child with a disability. It's more about a child in distress.
So it plays to parents, really. And
so to parents. Yeah. And I have a little bit, in the book originally, there was perspective from the mother, from the father, their story, and for the sister. There were four characters. But my editor said, you need to bring in more of those characters and make it a book about the family who happens to have this central protagonist in their midst who does go off on her journey, but interspersed with that journey, we get their journey and where they're at and how the whole thing is linked, you know, how each is sort of dependent on the other in terms of the family unit. So I did last year go back and interweave their three stories more effectively, I suppose, with Dal's journey. So then I had a book about a family in trouble. I had a mother in distress, had a father who was going through the motions. We have the sister who feels invisible. And then we have the child who essentially doesn't really want to be here.
Yeah.
And so the story now is about that family, into which a doll called Naman arrives in the post as a gift for the child, and magic starts to happen. And that really is the premise of the book.
Oh, I can see myself looking at this on Netflix now or Disney or something in time to come. You're originally from Abbeyside and Dungarvan, aren't you?
I am, Richie. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Abbeyside, Dungarvan, where we were brought up, and, you know, still head down to meet friends and still have such happy memories of Abbeyside. Loved Dungarvan, yeah, the Dacia.
Lovely. And the best of luck with the book. I'm sure it'll do very well. And have you another book in you now, do you think?
I have another book written. There's a sequel written, Stop. The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes. That'll be coming out next year.
I think your next book needs to be a time management book for those of us who think, I haven't got time to do anything, when we obviously do. Eleanor, thanks a million for chatting with me this morning.
Thanks, Maria.
Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch there, and that was her book. She has a website, www.eleanoroKellyLynch.ie, and the book is called The Girl with Special Needs.